then the numberless of other living beings, they don't receive harm, you see, from you. With this compassion, see, there's no result harm. there's no harmful action. You see, one stop giving harm others. So the absence of harm, the other sentient beings, numberless of other sentient beings not receiving harm from your compassion, that is the peace, happiness, what they are receiving from you. Not only that, with compassion, on top of that, not only stop giving harm others, but there is a benefit. With compassion, you help others. So the numberless of other sentient beings, they receive so much peace and happiness. So all those peace and happiness, what the numberless of other sentient beings they receive from you, that is in your hand. That is completely in your hand. Because that is completely up to your mind. What do you do with your mind? Whether you generate, whether one generates compassion to others or whether one doesn't, you know, practice compassion. So it depends, what do you do? What do you do with your mind? The numberless other sentient beings, they receive harm or they receive peace and happiness. Is it in your, as a numberless sentient beings, what they receive, peace and happiness, what they receive from you is in your hand. So, therefore, every one of us here has a full responsibility of happiness, peace of every single other sentient beings. So every one of us have full responsibility of the happiness, peace of numberless of other sentient beings. So one has full, one has universal responsibility. 24 hours of our life. So from morning, say, until night, 24 hours of our life, if you put all the effort into this, you know, you see, as much as possible in daily life, it's 24 hours of our life, that feeling this universal responsibility, that I am responsible, that I have responsibility of the peace and happiness of numberless of other living beings. And see, to benefit, to cause happiness to other sentient beings, is the purpose of my life. So with this attitude, we get up in the morning, we dress up with this attitude, responsibility. One has that I have responsibility for all sentient beings, you know, happiness. And to cause this, you know, to benefit others means to cause this. So with this, you see, that was the meaning of life. So with this attitude, you see, dressing up in the morning, washing, with this attitude, then do washing. With this attitude, have, you see, lunch, dinner, breakfast. With this attitude, go to work. You see, how many hours job we do. So with this attitude, go to work. With this attitude, we study. you see, and also during the job, during the job, again, like so, not only we go to work from home with this attitude, but during the work, time to time, check one's motivation and then you see, again, try to transform the try to transform the attitude in this way. It's a good heart, feeling responsibility of all sentient beings' happiness and to cause this. However, you see, again, try to transform the attitude of the work, compassion, see, bodhicitta. So time to time, examine what's the motivation, and then if the continuation not there, in the heart, is while one doing the work, for whom you are doing the job? Well, you are doing the job for yourself, or you are doing the job for others? So you see, in the heart, trying to keep the if there's no continuation of that feeling, you see, in the deep in your heart, doing this job for others, you see, if the attitude changed during this job for one's own happiness, for myself, then you change into the good heart for the benefit of others, the compassion, the bodhicitta, so as much possible. As much as possible, put effort, you see, try to have this feeling that, you know, job that one is doing is for others, to have that feeling. For example, you see, no question, the money that you earn and you are helping others, say, for Dharma or for, you see, people, other sentient beings who need help, sick people or poor people or however, you see, for animals or, you see, other sentient beings, you know, who need help, then you're giving help. There's no question. Even you are making money, you see, say even one is doing job to make money, so that you can do retreat, so that you can practice Dharma, you can study. So, but what purpose you are doing? What purpose you are doing a retreat? What purpose you study Dharma? You see, or any study, is for others, for other sentient beings, to be able to benefit for other sentient beings. You do retreat, you see, learn Dharma, even studying other subjects. However, so it's for that. Nothing else, no other reason, except only for that. So therefore, even when it's doing a job to make money, you see, to be able to live, you know, to take care of yourself, but it is for others. You are taking care of yourself for others, so that you can serve, so that, you see, you can serve other sentient beings. You see, oneself is the servant. I'm the servant for all sentient beings. To cause, you know, to serve them happiness, free them from the sufferings, to cause them happiness. I'm the servant for all sentient beings. So, taking care of this servant for all sentient beings. So, however, even here, the attitude is, you see, so with this attitude, everything what you do is for others. So, even when we go to sleep, same, you see, feeling as the responsibility of all sentient beings' happiness, and you see, to be able to say, and to cause this meaning of my life. For that, they need to be healthy, long life. So sleeping, see, is something to sustain the body, see, for health. So it is mentioned in the teachings to think like that. That's one advice. So when you go to sleep, you see, to achieve enlightenment for others, me to achieve enlightenment in order to free numberless other living beings from all the sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. However, to cause happiness to others, I need to practice Dharma. Therefore, need long life, health, you see. So, for health, going to sleep. It depends on sleeping, so going to sleep. So that's one motivation that is explained when you go to sleep. How to go to bed? How to sleep? Correct way how to sleep. In other words, how to make our where we sleep. Is one, besides many hours of doing job, another time that we spend a lot is sleeping. Another time that we spend many hours is sleeping. So we need good motivation. Otherwise, we have more than, say, half of the life we waste. So we divide, as I mentioned in the Lamrim teachings, that half of the life, you see, if the 100, if we ever live 100 years, half goes night time, you know, sleeping. Then if you sleep also daytime, then you see. Anyway, so like that. So it's very. So this is why we spend also a lot of, much of our life we spend sleeping. So it's very important to know. So it's become very important, you see, our action sleeping to become cause of happiness, to not become cause of suffering, to not become non-virtue. You know, our action sleeping not only become cause of happiness for yourself, but action sleeping to become cause of happiness of all other living beings. You see, not just become cause of happiness for yourself, but become cause of happiness, you see, numberless of other living beings. Our sleeping, you know, action sleeping to become cause of happiness of all other living beings. So if we do the sleeping with compassion, you see, without benefiting others with bodhicitta, then that's what our sleep, action sleeping become cause of enlightenment, a cause of happiness of numberless other living beings. Because with bodhicitta, what you do is only you benefit for others. Even before you become enlightened, you see, you offer deep benefit to other sentient beings, you see, with bodhicitta as you enter the Mahayana path. So that after you achieve enlightenment, then you enlighten numberless other sentient beings. You see, bring them in full enlightenment. So therefore, our action sleeping becomes cause of happiness of numberless other sentient beings. So therefore, besides the motivation of job, when you go to sleep, make sure, put all the effort to make sure to generate virtuous motivation, dharma, attitude which is dharma, the best one. Then the compassion is the bodhicitta. Our sleeping becomes the best dharma because it's unstained by the self-cherishing thought. So that is according to that motivation. That way of sleeping is according to sutra, brain, and tantra. And there's, you see, tantric meditations to do when you go to sleep. And also when you wake up with that continuation. So those who have received commentaries on the lower tantra or high tantra, so you can as you can remember, like that. So however, so now if we especially when our life is so busy, you know, family obligations, you see, many obligations, life is so busy. When our life is so busy, there is no other refuge except your good heart. Except your good heart. The most important thing to take refuge on that, your good heart. When your life is so busy, you know, even people who know who wish to do long practices, sitting meditation practices or doing prayers or whatever, or retreat, somebody who would like to do but doesn't have time, many obligations at the moment cannot do. So, however, the only refuge that you have is your good heart, your mind, your good heart. compassion, the thought of benefiting others, bodhicitta. So if one is able to take refuge on that, if you're able to practice that one, no matter how much life is busy, but if you're able to practice that one, even you cannot do sitting meditation many hours, various meditation, various prayers and practices and many preliminary practices and so forth, this and that. But if you are able to do that one, able to, as I said, take refuge on that, hold on to that, the good heart, toward the benefit of others, then, you see, your life has no regret. There's no regret now and the future. There's no regret now and future. You can go even this life from happiness to happiness, from life to life. Also, you can go from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. So, what's the most important practice? What's the most important practice in the life? Meditation. What's the most important meditation? What's the most important Dharma practice? There's so many practices to do. What's the most important? I would say good heart. Your very precious thought, loving kindness, compassion, thought of benefiting of the bodhicitta. So this one is the best meditation, best practice, Dharma. And so as Bodhicitta Avatara and mentioned in the benefits of bodhicitta, you see, for Buddhists have checked for many eons what's the best, what's the most beneficial thing for sentient beings. Discovered the most beneficial thing for sentient beings is the bodhicitta. They checked for many eons what's the best thing for sentient beings. So let me send. Let me send best thing for yourself. The same. It contains the same answer, same explanation. What's the best thing for you? You see, for yourself. You know, to best thing to take care of yourself, for your well-being. What's the best thing? It's bodhicitta. The same. So there, I think the good heart become answer. There are so many problems in the life. You know, somebody has cancer, somebody has AIDS, you know, relationship problems, you know, job problems, people in the office, other people are jealous to you, or say they interfere your job, or you don't unable to find job. There's so many problems, you know, having many debts, you know, not having enough means of living. So many problems. But one answer that takes everything. The one answer that takes care of all your life. One answer that takes care of all your life, you know. All that brings all the wishes. That is again your mind, your good heart, your bodhicitta. So your good heart, from that, because you don't give harm others. So therefore, with good heart, you don't harm others' life. You see, so that causes you have long life. You don't harm others, so that helps you to have a healthy life. And with that, you help others who have a problem, who are sick, or you see, who have difficulties. So with that mind, you always help others. So therefore, you see, that itself becomes you see, cause yourself to be healthy, to have long life. For example, in the Lamrim teachings, when he talks about to achieve good birth, that which has eight qualities, eight ripening aspect qualities. So one of the qualities is a long life. So the cause of the long life is planned, like saving others. You know, saving others, animals or human beings from danger of life. Giving medicine, food, you see, giving medicine for sick people, taking care of sick people. Those who need clothing, you do clothing. So all this, taking care of others, those, you see, find their cause of long life. course of your long life. For example, like that. So with a good heart, everyday life, you see, one benefit others as much as possible. Whether it's small or whether it's a big service or whether it's a small service, you do what as much as possible. So you're continuously creating cause of success, you know, for wealth, for long life, for health, for everything. See, harmonious. So your good heart is a wish feeling. Your good heart is your wish fulfilling, or fulfilling all your wishes for any happiness that you want, including highest happiness, full enlightenment, peerless happiness. So with a good heart, with a good heart, your actions does not become non-virtue. You see, it becomes virtue. With a good heart, your actions become only virtue. You see, only benefit, doesn't harm, benefit others. So therefore, you don't create your actions does not become cause of sicknesses. It's a healthy mind, good heart benefiting others is a healthy mind. Healthy mind, so that healthy mind makes the body healthy. So nowadays, many say very high intelligent Western psychology or scientists or psychology or doctors, very intelligent ones, and they check and it is proved by doing analysis with their wisdom that such as cancer, these things, you see, came from, they say, it is proved from their own analysis, it has come from individual persons, their own negative attitude. The cancer came from their own negative attitude. So the way to heal also is to have the positive attitude, you know, pure mind, positive attitude. So, for example, in Singapore, there's one Chinese student who had AIDS. So received. He informed his guru, who was at Dharamsala, of the very high lama, Ratu Rinpoche. So Rinpoche sent, Rinpoche dictated to somebody the bodhicitta practice, the special bodhicitta practice, taking out the sentient beings' sufferings in oneself, giving one's own happiness, you know, body, merit to other sentient beings. So Rinpoche sent this meditation, this special meditation, exchanging one's for others, you see. As a remedy, as a method for him to practice, for the student to practice. So he practiced 4 days, and then he went to hospital, and doctors, they said, you have no AIDS. The doctor said, you have no AIDS, could not find AIDS after 4 days. So I thought he must have practiced, you know, for many hours. During these 4 days, he must practice for many hours. But I asked him, how many hours do you practice? He said, 4 minutes. So each day he did it 4 minutes, just very short time. But you see, it's only 4 minutes, not even 1 hour. It's only 4 minute practice. But you see, when he's doing this meditation practice, the compassion is unbelievable. No space in his mind. No space in his mind to concern his AIDS. No space. You know? You see, there's no thought, no concern of his own AIDS. No space for that. Only space other people, so many other people who have AIDS. So you see, feeling so much compassion when he was doing this, during these 4 minutes. So much tears come out. So unbearable. You see, other sentient beings are suffering, and so many other sentient beings having AIDS. So unbearable. So because of, you see, even the, the reason why only after 4 days the doctor could not find AIDS is because It's because, you see, he practices meditation only for 4 minutes, but it's like atomic bomb, you know, like the power of atom. You see, only 4 minutes he did meditation, but his compassion for others so powerful. So he became, so that purified his mind, purified so much negative karma. You see, during that short duration, as I mentioned before, the prayer, benefits bodhicitta. You see, even by practicing bodhicitta in a short moment, inexhaustible heavy negative karma is purified. So that's what's happening. So much negative karma is purified. So it affected, it affected the cause of AIDS. It affected the cause of AIDS, the compassion, the great compassion, you see, such powerful compassion. It affected the cause of AIDS, which is not outside, which is within the person's mind, which is the mind, which is on the metal, person's mental continuum, the negative imprint left by the past negative actions. So you see, it affected the whole age, which is within the person on the mental continuum. So that's the same thing, how meditation can cure cancer. It's same, it applies same. Example, my own experience is about 5 or 6 people who had terminal cancer, completely recovered by giving meditation, reciting of different Buddha's mantras. I guess maybe the, you know, deity, Buddha, that person has a connection. So about 5 or 6 who had terminal cancer, who are told by the doctor that they're going to be, that they're going to die, that they have only 2-3 months to live. So completely recovered. The people that I can remember, about 5 or 6. So explanation is same. How does meditation of the Buddha, chanting mantras, how does it heal sicknesses, such as cancer, heart disease? For example, in Spain, one person, that's not done by me, one person who had a very big heart disease, the doctors told that the person is going to survive as a... has only a very short time, very dangerous. So Geshe-la, who one of our resident teacher, who lives in Barcelona Nagarjuna Center. So he gave this person to recite Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, Dayato Munimuni Mamune Soha. So to recite it, to recite 300,000 times, I think, Geshe-la gave a big number. Anyway, so he did, he followed it, he listened to Geshe-la, he did, and his heart became smaller and smaller and smaller. Maybe disappeared. not disappeared. So there. No, that part I'm joking. Not disappeared. Not disappeared. but because small. Also, I heard through meditation, AIDS recovered in Spain, but I don't know how that happened. I was told by one famous musician, famous singer, Spanish, but I didn't hear the details. So here, the emphasis, what I'm saying is that you see, the good heart, take care is the best way to take care of your health. Nowadays, there are so many diseases happening, so many new diseases, so many problems for life. So to not create the cause of those sicknesses, however, and to not experience the result of those various sicknesses, the answer, the best medicine, best protection is one's own good heart. Also, without any side effect, best way to heal is your own good heart. Listen. Also remember, before having lunch, dinner, breakfast, remember, feel the responsibility, that I have a responsibility of the happiness of all sentient beings, and to do this is the purpose of my life. Then, and for that purpose, you see, you need to be healthy a long life. So for that, then, Therefore, I'm going to eat food. So this way, your every single drink, every single action, drinking, eating, and become service for all sentient beings. You know, cause of happiness of all sentient beings, as it's done with the motivation bodhicitta. With the motivation bodhicitta, we thought of benefiting all sentient beings. Even eat the food, drink, every day. At the beginning, when you generate the motivation toward benefiting, toward benefit towards all towards all living beings, you collected skies of good luck, merit, good karma. Then with it, say, every single say, eating and drinking become cause of enlightenment. Every single action of eating, drinking become yourself to achieve enlightenment, to be able to enlighten, to be able to cause all the happiness towards all sentient beings. So in this eating, drinking with this motivation, you see, thought of benefiting towards other sentient beings. So more food there is on the plate, more bigger piles of food on the plate. you see, you collect so many times of skies of good karma, skies of merit. You see, more food you eat, more merit. With every single eating, you collect merit like sky. So 1 hour or 2 hours or 5 hours, how many hours you're eating? Anyway, you see, you met your life so rich. During that duration, you met your life so rich. See, so meaningful. So meaningful. So like that, same when we do, with this motivation, if you do job, if it's many hours job, if you do like this, begin like this, and time to time, watch the mind, and again, you see, generate bodhicitta, and thought of benefiting for other sentient beings. So then, you see, collected, see, so many hours of doing job become cause of enlightenment, become cause to achieve liberation from, that means, by the way, become cause to achieve liberation from samsara, by the way, cause to achieve happiness in future lives. So, now, you see, now, see, this moment, there's peace and happiness, you know, and especially future, you see, as I mentioned before, best future, all this happiness you can achieve. So 24 hours our activity become dharma. Our daily life and dharma, you see, become one. You see, your 24 hours life become, say, integrated with the meditation, best meditation, integrated with dharma, best dharma, like this. So I would like to mention one thing, that even we know by heart, whole entire, say, Buddha's teaching, 84,000 teachings, that which includes sutra, tantra, all the hundreds of volumes we know by heart, you can explain. You can teach. But in the daily life, if we don't protect our mind from the delusions, if we don't protect our mind, you see, from the disturbing, obscuring thought, delusion. So that means not practicing dharma. If you're not protecting your mind, we know by heart, you can explain. You know, you can teach. But in the daily life, if we don't protect our mind from the delusions. If we don't protect our mind, you see, from the disturbing, obscuring thought, delusion. So that means not practicing Dharma. If you're not protecting your mind away from delusion, that means you're not practicing Dharma. Because the definition of Dharma is something that which becomes a remedy. You see, like medicine against the sicknesses, like that, you see, Dharma is a remedy. Dharma has to, in order to say, our actions to become Dharma, it has to become a remedy towards the delusions. So therefore, you see, if we don't protect our mind from delusions, if we constantly let our mind to be controlled by delusion, to be overwhelmed by delusion, to become yourself, to become a slave to the yourself, allowing yourself to become a slave to the delusions, your enemy, your real enemy, delusions, you know, ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth. Then, without the practice, you see, controlling the delusion, or protecting your mind, freeing your mind from delusion. So without this, nothing becomes Dharma practice. Without this, nothing becomes Dharma practice. Nothing becomes Dharma. So therefore, in our everyday life, whenever we're able to say, whenever there's danger to rise delusion, ignorance, anger, attachment, so forth, whenever there's a danger to rise delusion, you are able to protect yourself, able to free your mind from those delusions, to be overwhelmed, to be controlled by the delusion. Whenever we're able to do this, able to stop one delusion rising, or while it's rising, then able to stop. That time, then we are practicing Dharma. We are practicing real Dharma. So therefore, how much, not only education of Dharma, but even other educations, whatever education other than Dharma we have, if we are able to use, to protect yourself, to protect your mind, to keep your mind free from delusion, and also to benefit others, to cause others similar, to cause others the real peace and happiness. So this way, then all the education, not only Dharma, not only studying Dharma, but any education becomes so meaningful, so much life, so many years of life we put for education, so everything becomes so meaningful. So now, as I mentioned, benefiting others is the purpose of life. So in regards to benefiting others, there are different levels of benefiting others. First one, causing others the happiness of this life. See, how to make your Bodhisattva mind beneficial for others, you see? How to make our life useful for others. So now in regards to that, causing happiness of this life towards others. Then now, even more important than that, is causing happiness of all the coming future lives of others. So you see yourself causing happiness of all the coming future lives towards others. So this is more important. Then even more important than that, how to make your life useful, beneficial for others, that to lead or to bring other sentient beings, to cause other sentient beings to achieve the total liberation, that which is free forever from whole entire suffering, the cycle of death and rebirth, the suffering of change, and the suffering of pain, and the suffering of change, the temporary samsara pleasure, and then the basis, the base of those two other suffering, the pervasive compounding suffering, the aggregates, that which is under the control of karma and delusion, a contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts, which is a container of this life suffering and also basis for future life sufferings. So this, to cause them to bring into this total liberation, forever free from these three types of sufferings. So this benefit much more important for us. This benefit, to give this benefit to others, much more important than the previous ones. And now the most important benefit for us to offer others, other sentient beings, that is to cause other sentient beings to achieve the full enlightenment. The state that which is total, completes all the qualities of cessation and all the qualities of realization. So to others to achieve this, to cause them to achieve this peerless happiness, that is the highest, the most important benefit towards the sentient beings. So now, to be able to offer, to be able to do all these works perfectly without any mistake towards all sentient beings, first oneself need to achieve full enlightenment. First oneself need to achieve full enlightenment.